Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Meet Our Sellers by June Ramley. Dear readers, an audio version of this article is available below. Sydney, August 28th. It has been some months since we started our marketplace tapiru.com, and the good news is that there has been some progress. We have set up a website and have even three sellers currently trading with us, including yours truly. So, in this article, we would like to introduce our sellers to our readers, and in fact, we aim to do little write-ups like this for every one of our sellers that trade with us in due course. We will get the ball rolling with Kuala Lumpur-based Fazlina Aziz, the other news editor for this website. Fazlina had recently published her own picture book titled Aiden Takes on the Pandemic. This is her story. 1. What inspired you to write this book? I have always wanted to write a book for children. After my son was born, I researched on books that would be good for babies. I was amazed how my son reacted to the book at such an early stage, so I wanted to write a book for him. 2. How long did it take you to write it? It took about a year because I had several ideas and drafts. It is also not easy as you have to tone down the language and think visually. I used a lot of the conversations I had with my son, keeping that in my written notes. The pandemic created a new environment for children, and I wanted them to have a better understanding of the whole scenario. 3. What are some of the processes that an author should take if they want to write a picture book? Write all of your ideas down. You may have obeyed one or a really good one, but it is important to have ideas flowing. A writer needs tenacity because you can get easily distracted and lose interest. You have to keep at it. You have to plan and visualize the outcome. Tapping your creative juice can be hard, but you cannot give up. You must think about your audience and anticipate how they may react. 4. Do you plan to write another book? I want to make my book into a series. I have another 2 planned, but it will depend on the response I get for my book. I want to base it on my son growing into this world, but also something all other children can relate to. 5. Do authors need to know how to draw before they can write a picture book? I think having some sketching done will do the writer good. There are many illustrators who can help visualize your ideas, but some may need you to be able to relate to him or how you want it to be. I am really bad at drawing, but I was able to write the details of the picture, which is always helpful. Our next seller is Elias Al, is a web developer and graphic designer and a picture book author based in Morocco. To date, he has authored and illustrated more than 10 picture books and sells them on Kindle Amazon. Besides writing his own books, he also helps other picture book authors illustrate their ideas in a fine body of work. This is his story. 1. What made you want to write children's books? Ever since I was a child, I used to read children's books all the time. I always loved the work authors put into their books, and it inspired me to learn how to draw and create my own art. And when I grew up, I decided to implement what I learned into making my own children's book and helping other authors to illustrate theirs, and it's going pretty well so far. 2. How long do you take to complete one book? To complete one book, it usually takes 4 to 5 days. 3. What are some of the processes that an author should take if they want to write a picture book? Story is everything. To have a successful children's book, the author needs a story that is short, captivating and sweet, that can touch a kid's heart and make him learn something new. And on top of that, it needs to include some colorful hand-drawn illustrations that will make the kid want to read your entire story. 4. How many picture books have you written to date? I've written almost 10 books now, but I illustrated dozens of them for authors. 5. Do authors need to know how to draw before they can write a picture book? Yes. Drawing is everything when it comes to a picture book. It can either make the book really successful or fail horribly. If the author can't draw, then he can simply hire someone who can, and that's when we, the illustrators, come in. We help make their stories come to life. 6. Where do you get the inspiration to write all those books? I used to watch a lot of cartoons, so that plays a big part in my inspiration. I also learn and get inspired from other illustrators and artists, and over the years I developed my own style. 7. Other than making children's books, what else can you do? Besides children's books, I'm also an inspiring web developer and a graphic designer in general. So, I pretty much design everything and anything from websites, phone applications, packaging, logos, flyers. And I still want to learn more, and I'm always striving to be a better designer. Next, I'd like to introduce you to Basileen Stone. Basile is a Malaysian fashion designer based in Munich, Germany. In her spare time, the stoning mom of two loves to cook and run after her kids. This is her story. 1. Tell us about yourself. I graduated from University of Teknologi Mara with a Diploma of Art and Design, majoring in fashion design in 2009. I went to work straight after at a local tailoring boutique in Kuala Lumpur as a seamstress for 6 months and was made an assistant pattern maker for 2 years. In between my full-time job, I was freelancing as a graphic designer such as prints for textile, t-shirts, business cards, logo and bridal wear. I basically work on whatever opportunity thrown at me just so I can comfortably pay bills on time and have a little extra for family and to travel. In 2012 and 2013, I started to become a full-time freelancer and worked on almost everything that was related to designing, tailoring, and started to find my way into film production such as costume making and styling. 2. How long have you been designing? Since 2010, on and off for almost 10 years. 3. Some of your accomplishments, as in shows you have worked for in the past? I was the costume maker for the Malaysian film Vikingdom, directed by KRU, a Malaysian legendary boy band. I assisted in costume design and styling for Malaysia's WEF performance in Davos, Switzerland in 2014, and as a costume maker and seamstress for children's show High Five in 2015. 4. What sort of designs do you have? My major is in fashion designs. I illustrate fashion figures digitally or freehand drawings, and my pattern design is mostly leaning towards modern abstract. 5. Are you open for commissions? Only for small and short projects, as I'm still working on managing my time with all the chores I have as a full-time mom. 6. What are some of your price ranges if you are open for commission? It depends on the work, of how much research I have to do, how much idea I need to develop, how or in what platform the designs will be used. 7. What inspires you? Nature, the colors and their individual textures and personality. 8. What was some of the inspiration behind this collection? I was looking at the art of tenun, Malaysian art of weaving. Finally, some shameless plug for me, the writer of this article, Sydney-based June Ramley. I have been an on-and-off designer for 12 years now, although I have never made an actual living from it. It was always the journalism work that paid my bills. But I've created a few notable projects, such as infusing batik with lingerie under the brand name known as June Sarah Lingerie, 2 picture books, Izzy and Tant June's trip to the shops, and my secret alien friend, and my latest offering is my debut novel titled Daily Straits. I have also created a range of merchandise based on my picture books characters, Aya and Izzy, under this label Aya Izzy. I've got other products that I plan to release as the year progresses and will reveal them in due course. Well, that is it. Most of us here are creative solopreneurs, and as such we hope that you can really support us in any way that you can. Thank you.